Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. James P. Johnson was something like an African-American George Gershwin. He composed popular and classical pieces, he arranged, he led his own band, and he innovated. Truly, we ought to remember him and his music.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
By 1920, Johnson's piano playing put him on a par with U.B. Blake and Lucky Roberts. He was performing and cutting piano rolls and recorded several of his own compositions. These instrumentals were among the first piano solos ever recorded. Within a few years, he was also writing popular songs that were influenced by jazz and the blues. It was the kind of song he would perform during his years in vaudeville and Harlem nightclubs. James P. Johnson plays his own Carolina Shout, and Carol Lee follows with Johnson and Freddie Moore's You Can't Do What My Last Man Did.
Only did.
James P. Johnson, Carolina Shout, and Carol Lee, You Can't Do What My Last Man Did. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the 20s and 30s, during the Harlem Renaissance, Jimmy Johnson was the king of Harlem piano players, and that includes the great Fats Waller. Johnson was Waller's mentor, and Waller played stride piano, the first important jazz piano style since ragtime. If anybody gets the credit for first creating stride, it's Johnson. This is his own stride composition, You've Got to Be Modernistic. James P. Johnson with his own composition, You've Got to Be Modernistic. Johnson started early. He was born in 1894, but by the time he was 20, he was leading a band and writing pieces for audiences to dance to. He continued to write, as he also played in clubs and toured in vaudeville, developing the stride style that made him an essential part of jazz history, but also writing a series of instrumentals with a quirky dance rhythm. David Benninghouse plays Johnson's 1914 Harlem Strut, one of the first piano solos ever to be recorded, and then a recording that helped make one of those quirky dance tunes so famous, Arthur Gibbs and His Gang with Charleston. Thank you. David Bedinghouse, Harlem Strut, and James P. Johnson with Charleston. Johnson never stopped writing during the 20s and 30s. He also began to collaborate with a number of different lyricists on popular songs that showed how important jazz and the blues had become in shaping popular music. But you also had to be able to dance to them. Johnson always knew how to do both in a single song. From 1926, McKinney's Cotton Pickers played Johnson and Henry Creamer's If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight.
To say to you, I did wrong when I let you go away. Now I dream about you night and day. I'll be happy if I had you by my side. I'd be happy if I knew you were my bride. If I could be with you for an hour tonight and free to do the things I might, I want you to know that you couldn't go until I showed you that I loved you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you, if I could be with you tonight, and free to do the things I might. I want you to know that you couldn't go. But if I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, you'd be anything but blue. If I
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Johnson never collaborated with a single lyricist for an extended period of time. He wrote more with some than with others, and he wrote with some highly professional men, but nothing like Ira with George or Hart with Rogers. By the end of the 20s, though, Johnson was writing with Andy Razaf, the most important lyricist working in Harlem. He was Fats Waller's collaborator for Ain't Misbehavin', Honeysuckle Rose, and Black and Blue. And working with Johnson, he added the words in 1930 to a porter's love song to a chambermaid, and in 1931 to Go Harlem. Thank you.
chambermaid.
Thank you.
Mildred Bailey, a porter's love song to a chambermaid, and Andy Razaf, accompanied by James P. Johnson's orchestra, Go Harlem. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lyricist Cecil Mack was 20 years older than Johnson, but they wrote together for a while in the 20s. Mack had been publishing songs since the turn of the century, writing with such black composers as Chris Smith and Ford Dabney, but also with the white composer Albert von Tilzer. Here's one of Smith and Mack's collaborations from the first decade of the 20th century. White vaudeville star Eddie Morton with If He Comes In, I'm Going Out.
The big CM at our home each week or so. With a ghost she'd talk, and then she'd make folks walk who had died long years ago. Now Rufus Brown had kind of dropped around to have his fortune read. And then said, now Ruth, to be able to get to the truth, I'm going to call your uncle from the dead. He's coming now, we'll turn the lights down low. Ruth said, now hold on now, you might know a whole lot, but here's one thing you don't know. If he comes in, I'm going out, I'm going out. It may be the window and it may be the door, but I'm going out, and what is more, if he comes in, no matter when it be, if that door is blocked, that little hole in the lock will be plenty big enough for me. Now Ruth one night called to see Miss White, and as he sat and held her hand, to him she said, I just hate a man that's scared, but a hero I think is perfectly grand. Now suppose for fun some burglar hunt would kind of sort of bust in on us too. As I'm a saint, Lord knows I think I'll faint, but tell me, Rufus, what you'd do. I hear a noise, who can that person be? Ruth said, now look here, I don't know who it is, and what's more, I'm not going to wait around here for the sea. Of course, if he comes in, I'm going out, I'm going out. It may be the window and it may be the door, but I'm going out, and what is more, if he comes in, no matter when it be, that little rat hole there, right beneath your chair, will be plenty big enough for me.
Eddie Morton, If He Comes In, I'm Going Out. In the early 20th century, collaborations between blacks and whites were still uncommon. Yet Mack wrote with the important composer Albert von Tilzer in 1904 and with co-lyricist Lou Brown in 1910. The result was two good songs, one of which became a standard that jazz musicians played and sang for decades, including Benny Goodman in his 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. Louis Armstrong with Ford Dabney, Lou Brown, and Cecil Mack, Shine, and Jonell Aaron with Albert von Tilzer and Cecil Mack's Teasing.
Thank you. because my hair is curly, just because my teeth are pearly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the lady style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living. I take troubles all with a smile, just because my color shady, different maybe, that's why they call me Dumpy Bitty Button, Bubba Bitty Button. My hair is good. Oh, my teeth are pearly, just because, oh, baby, you're the intent on me. Oh, baby, I did it. Baby, oh, oh, baby, that's why they call me shy.
Around somebody's door, some she rolls them eyes and says to you, that I was teasing, teasing, to find out if your love was true. Don't be angry, I was only teasing you.
Louis Armstrong, Shine, and Jonell Aaron, Teasing. In the middle of a program about James P. Johnson, why such a long digression about a lyricist named Cecil Mack? Mack did some good work, but Johnson is obviously the more important figure. They wrote together in the 1920s and in the process produced some of Johnson's most important songs. A white producer had asked Jimmy to write the score for an all-black Broadway revue. That in itself was unusual. Most of these shows had white songwriters. But Johnson pulled several songs from his trunk and added new ones for the score to Running Wild, starring Adelaide Hall and Elizabeth Welch. Here's one of the old Johnson Mack songs they polished up and one of the new ones they wrote together. Alberta Hunter with Old Fashioned Love and Duke Ellington and his Jungle Band with the title song.
I'm gonna sing you a pretty song this time. They don't write songs like this anymore. This is a beautiful song. Most folks nowadays say old-fashioned ways should give place to things that are new. But somehow I hold to things that are old. Perhaps it's an old-fashioned view. I love my old books, the corners and nooks of my old home and the old friends. Old memories too. One love that is true, lasting all through life until it ends. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. And there it will always remain. My love is like an ivy vine, clinging a little closer all the time. Through the years, joy tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. Oh, play. No changes can tear it. That would never make any change in me, 'cause I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. I've got that old-fashioned love. old-fashioned faith. There's in my heart. No changes can tear it apart. If the dry land changed to sea, that would never make any change in me. 'Cause I've got that old passion love in my heart. Thank you.
Alberta Hunter, Old Fashioned Love, and Duke Ellington, Running Wild. The craze for the Charleston didn't begin until Johnson pulled the old 1913 song out of his trunk to use in Running Wild, and Cecil Mack added the words to what had been an instrumental. Elizabeth Welch sang it, and then chorus boys known as the Dancing Redcaps danced to it. James Weldon Johnson, who was in the audience, said, "It was the best demonstration of beating out complex rhythms I've ever witnessed, and I do not believe New York ever before witnessed anything of just its sort." That performance was all it took, and the Charleston swept the country. From the mid-20s, Lovey Austin sings Cecil Mack's lyrics to Charleston. Thank you. Lovey Austin with Charleston. When styles changed in the 1930s, Johnson had trouble adapting. Although his career picked up again with a new interest in traditional jazz in the 40s and 50s, things were very slow during the Depression. Song royalties kept him going as he studied and began to compose serious orchestral music. He wrote symphonies, concertos, waltzes, and ballets. Some works remain unfinished, but others were performed and recorded. The Harlem Symphony, completed in 1932, is his most ambitious work. Conceived as program music, its four brief movements comprise a trip through Harlem. This is the third movement, Nightclub, performed by Marin Alsop and the Concordia Orchestra. Marin Alsop and the Concordia Orchestra with Nightclub. James P. Johnson was the major bridge between ragtime and jazz and influenced musicians from Fats Waller to Art Tatum to Count Basie to Thelonious Monk. The list goes on. He suffered a major stroke in 1951 and died 4 years later, never sufficiently recognized for the depth and breadth of his achievement. With all that wonderful music, it remains a sad story. Andrew Crouch's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Say there's a little rhythm. The pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, too fine tonight, no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's Fascinating Rhythm, send an email to radio@wxxi.org.